The Sweet Dead Life by Joy Preble, narrated by Madeline Lambert.
You may all go to hell, and I will go to Texas. Davy Crockett. Jenna's Journal, December 3rd. I found out two things today. One, I think I'm dying. And two, my brother is a perv. My friend Maggie says that things happen for a reason. This is how Mags thinks, that there's an explanation for everything. Like the time in second grade when I got the flu and couldn't go on the class trip to Huntsville to see the giant statue of Sam Houston. Maggie says the universe spit this out on purpose. If I'd been there, maybe something bad would have happened, like a pigeon crapping in my hair while I stared up at Sam's enormous head. Or someone might have broken into our house, but didn't because he peeked through the window and saw me lying on the couch all feverish, watching The Price is Right. Maggie believes the world works like that. Me? I don't. This drives Mags nuts. But like my dad used to say,
you believe what you believe. Who am I to say you're batshit crazy?
My father bailed on us when I was 8, and we haven't seen him since. But at least he left me words to live by and a colorful vocabulary. Unfortunately, the administration of Ima Hogg Junior High is not a fan of colorful vocabulary. Even though I'm probably dying of some strange disease, I'll get to that in a second, they had no problem assigning me 3 days of after-school detention, otherwise known as ASD, for calling my algebra teacher Mr. Collins an asshat, which he is.
You would think a school named after a woman whose parents had an obvious screw loose in the naming department.